This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court by the American Civil Liberties Union, Good Food Institute, Animal Legal Defense Fund, and ACLU of Arkansas alleges that the state of Arkansas is trying to protect industries with its milk and meat labeling laws, not the consumer. Police arrested 17 Extinction Rebellion protesters in Washington, D.C., who used Gorilla Glue to attach themselves to doorknobs demanding action on a climate change bill. Judge Teeger of the U.S. District Court in San Francisco issued a preliminary injunction against a new rule that would effectively ban asylum claims in the U.S. for most Central American migrants who had been arriving in record numbers this year. It would have also affected many migrants from Africa, Asia, and other regions. The rule would have forced asylum seekers to apply and be rejected by the first country they entered before applying to the USA. Governor of Puerto Rico has announced his resignation after a massive protest. DoorDash announced that it was dropping its tipping policy, which had effectively meant customers' tips, were going to DoorDash rather than the person who delivered their meal. Textured breast implants by Allergan that have been linked to an unusual cancer are being recalled in the U.S. at the request of the Food and Drug Administration and will also be recalled globally, the agency announced. Europe had already acted last year after 573 cases and 33 deaths. A study finds that weight training accomplished in rodents with ladders and teeny taped on weights can reduce or even reverse aspects of age-related memory loss. In testimony before Congress, Robert Mueller, former FBI director and special counsel, warned that there is tampering going on now for the 2020 election and that candidates seeking foreign help could be the new normal. Five states have passed laws this year to restrict surprise billing in hospitals and doctors' offices. Congress is working on a similar package of measures, but none of these new policies will protect patients from surprise bills from ambulances, since they have been left out of every bill. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.